mouse voice.
So,
is that on there?
Today, yes. Today we're coming live from Mary Aguilar's bed.
This is my bed.
It is Memorial Day.
Yep.
It's a Monday.
And it's comfy and warm.
And your room is a hot mess.
My room's kind of like Plato's closet. You bring clothes.
Oh, are you trying to sound smart right now?
Yeah, it's like Plato's closet.
What does that mean?
Have you ever been there? You bring clothes there and they give you money.
Oh my god, I thought this was a book.
Oh.
Is no. This a real story?
Yeah, you bring them hella ghetto clothes and you get like $25 for a t-shirt.
You just insulted anybody that's ever brought their clothes
well,
there.
Well, actually, no. You get like five. Actually, I gave them, like,
you just called it ghetto clothes.
Whatever.
Can you stay awake while we're doing this podcast?
Yeah.
You are graduating in, what, 4 days? 4.5 days? 5 days?
Yeah. What day? Yeah, I think so.
Where are you graduating from?
Technology High School.
Is that how you say it?
Tech High.
And the reason why I thought this would be great to talk about is because I'm sure if you haven't been asked this already, especially at your graduation party next weekend, you're going to get asked so many different variations of the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? What are you going to do? What are you going to study?
I'll make it up each time because I'm never going to see them again. where are they coming from? There's people I probably won't see again.
No, but the thing is, you're going to get bombarded with that question if you haven't already. Have people already been asking you that?
Yes.
And what do you say to them?
Audio technology.
You want to do audio technology. What can you describe that? What you're looking to
do? Well, audio as in sound. And then technology aspect would be like music recording, film recording, radio, television, all that.
So if you, in a perfect world, you can do whatever you want, what are you going to do?
Record music for artists. And myself, obviously. Just kidding, not just myself.
You said and yourself.
Oh.
Where are you going to school?
CSU Fullerton.
Where is that?
Anaheim, California.
Did you go there just because it's where Disneyland is?
Actually, no. I didn't even know it was that close to it. I just knew it was in Anaheim. I didn't think it'd be like...
Anaheim's not that big.
I thought it was bigger. I didn't think it'd be like 7 miles away.
So, how do you imagine college life's going to be during your first semester?
Bitches.
Mary.
Alcohol.
Really? Is that
no.
The truth?
No. I don't even know what to expect, to be honest. It's just going to be a surprise.
Well, I'm looking around at your room. Let me describe this for you. She has a blanket hanging over her window as a curtain.
I don't want the paparazzi to see me. That's my biggest deal.
You have a ginormous, I hate that word, pile of clothes on your floor.
Yes, I have to fold them.
You have three drinks on your bedstand. There's also two Cokes on your bookshelf. I don't know what's all in that drawer.
Oh, there's a lot in that. Actually, I cleaned that drawer out yesterday.
So, the question to you is, you're going to live in the dorms.
Yes.
How are you going to continue to live this way with a roommate?
Well, I was thinking when I enter the room, I should probably get, like, a bright color of duct tape. And then I'm going to make a line down the middle and be like, no going past that. And that's my side. So, then if it is messy, I'll just make sure to scoot all the clothes to that line so then she can't touch it.
Are you really going to do that?
Yeah.
You can't just change the way you're living?
Well, I might have an issue. I don't know. I might just, like, run in and be like, oh, here's my t-shirt. Maybe she'll clean it. Maybe she'll think it's messy. And then she'll be like, oh, God, I can't do this. I need to clean it. And have her clean
Why did
it.
You just make her another
maybe
ethnicity?
She's Mexican. I don't know. Maids. I don't know.
Stop. Oh, my gosh. It's called a hamper.
Yeah, I know. My mom gave me a hamper that's, like, huge. And then I have a small hamper that I have my alcohol in, but she found it. So that one doesn't work out.
Yeah. You are dumb.
That's okay.
You're underage, tisk tisk, you shouldn't be drinking, but who hides empty bottles in the bottom of their hamper and lets them stack up?
It was okay, I was supposed to take it out, I just wanted to make sure I could find the recycling bin. I was trying to be good to Mother Earth.
Yeah, right. You could have just taken it to a recycling bin. If you pull that same thing in the dorm rooms...
I'll lose financial aid and get kicked out.
So are we going to do that there?
No, ma'am.
Oh my gosh, all right.
I need to go back to sleep.
No, you wait, what? How rude. You've been podcasting with me for like 4.5 minutes.
Okay, ask me more questions.
Can you open your eyes? She's literally laying in bed. I think I should take a picture of this if I can find my phone.
It's okay.
So tell me about your high school experience.
My high school experience. Well, at my school, it's called Tech High, and it's more of an engineering school, but really it's not. It's kind of like a daycare. You kind of just go there and you check in first period, and then you leave, and then you go to second period, and then you leave again, and then you go to third, and then you leave. And then fourth and fifth, you can kind of just go home at that point because you've already, like, checked in for the day. And you don't really do anything there.
Are you just talking about the last semester of your senior year?
Oh, no, this has been since sophomore year.
So you're painting a horrible picture for Tech High.
Yes.
Or is it great for you?
I love it. I mean, but you do get homework. It's like, okay, do this paper. Okay, do all this stuff. And then do the next
day. But do you feel like you learn stuff at school?
No, not really. I just learned how to write a paper. That's about it.
Well, I think that's important.
And math, actually. Math is like a Bible to me. It's like that's like the only thing I can do because I suck at it.
Math is like a Bible to you. That's funny because I don't think you go to church.
Yeah, I don't go to church. But if I had a church, it'd probably be math because I spent most of my days there studying. Duh.
Do you think you tried hard? Did you apply yourself?
Yeah, I've tried so hard.
I mean, we're smiling as you say that.
I tried hella hard. Hella. No, I don't even know. I've been there, like, I go there, and then, like, after school, I have to spend hella times, and then, wow, I just said hella 3 times. I just spent my time.
You're
going to
get made fun of that in college.
Oh, I know. Everyone's like,
NorCal versus SoCal.
They're like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, God.
So you're saying that all 4 years you applied yourself, you did homework as soon as you came home?
Only math. Only math. And then I started giving up on math, like, the last semester of senior year. But then she still passed me, so. C's get degrees. Remember that, kids. C's get degrees.
Oh, wow. Is that your mantra for college?
Yes.
Do you want only C's in college?
No, but if I get a C, I know not to beat myself up. Because I can still get a degree.
Oh, my God. That is true. When you get a degree, nobody checks the grades that achieved that degree for you.
Exactly.
Now, are you going to be involved in college life, or are you going to be, because all your other siblings commuted to college, so literally we showed up, went to school, left.
I'm going to live in my dorm and go to school and sleep. I don't even know, how do I really get involved? I don't really know.
It's like you join clubs.
Oh, no.
Play sports.
No.
Probably. Start a club.
I'm not in high school, I'm not going to start a club.
Like join a sorority.
Oh, yeah, I want to do that. I want to join a sorority. I think that'd be fun. I don't know. I don't know if they even accept me. I'd have to, like, sign up or, like, do an application or something.
Wait, what do you mean?
They have to, like, write an application or, like, I don't even know. They have to, like, audition for this, like, sorority.
They'll probably haze you.
Oh, God. Doesn't that mean you have to, like, do crazy
you
shit?
You have to, like, run naked through the quad.
Oh, my God. But they're going to, like, take pictures of me instead.
Yeah.
They're going to tell me to do it, and then I do it. They take pictures and just walk
away. Would you really do that stuff?
I would not run naked. I might, like, jump on a car or something. I'd really do that. I don't know what else they do, though.
Oh, no. So, you are representing what this generation's youth is.
Oh, this generation. I don't even know. I feel like the generation behind me is going to be way, way, way worse.
Worse in what way?
I think they know too much. I don't know. I think they know. I feel like kids that are younger than me, they're getting involved with, like, drugs and stuff at a way younger age, like middle school.
Well, I didn't drink really until I was 22.
See, I was high school, and then the people under me are, like, middle school. And
so, like,
under,
in another decade or two, are you saying, like, in 20, 30 years, preschoolers are going to be drinking?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. And iPhones? I didn't even have a cell phone until I was, like, a sophomore in college.
Yeah, well, that's different.
And when did you get and when did you get your cell phone?
Like, I think, what, 8th grade. But let's say because...
But can you use your phone at school?
Now? Yeah.
I thought, like, you weren't allowed to have them on during class.
I go to Tech High. You have to use a phone to, like, search everything. You have to use it. Like, it's, like, mandatory to have a phone that can search the web.
Is it phone or you mean a laptop or an iPad?
Well, I don't know. It's pretty... Everyone
they don't supply you with, like, iPads in class or anything to use?
No, only laptops.
Oh, they have laptops.
Yeah, but they're Chromebooks and they kind of suck.
Oh, my God. Snobby
Chromebooks
much?
Suck. Let me just say that to Google.
Oh, my God. So.
I'm just itching my head.
Oh my gosh. Keep your eyes open. How are you? You're really.
Are
I can't,
you talking?
I can't
like,
believe you're going to college.
I feel like you're not talking. You're like muted every 2 seconds. Why can't you believe I'm going to college?
Well, to me, you look like you're 12.
That's okay. The girl at the airport asked me if I was 12 and if I needed assistance.
What did
I'm
you
like,
say?
I'm not fucking 14. I mean,
is that what,
like,
you said to her word
okay,
for
no,
word?
No, I'm like, I'm not 14. And then I was like,
wait, she asked you if you're 12
well,
and
you I was like, whatever, you get what I'm saying. But I was just like, no, I'm 18. And she's like, oh my God, I get that too. And I'm 21.
Did you ask her?
Shitty.
Did you ask her if she wanted assistance?
No, but she was the security lady. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to keep going. Probably because I was wearing a
so
hat.
So you're not annoyed that people think you're young?
Oh, no.
Are you going to be annoyed when you turn 21 and have to pull out your ID every 3 seconds?
No. Because then it'll be like a fun game. I'll be like, yes, guess how old I am? Oh, I'm 21. And then they'll be like, no, you can't drink. But I'll be like, no, but really, I can.
And then they're going to look at your ID and think it's fake.
Yes, but they'd have to scan it. And then they'll feel stupid for going through all that work. So then I'll be like, what now, biatch?
Let's check back in 4 years when you have something different to say.
No, I know it's going to be annoying, but if they have to go check it, then they're going to feel stupid after that for checking anyways, because they like went through all that work.
So what are the chances you think that you're going to go to school for what you call audio technology?
I'll and probably like
that you're going to graduate and still do what you went going into school to do.
Can you rephrase that?
Yeah, I know that. Actually, I like that you said that because that sounded really weird the way it came out. What are the chances that you're going to go
stay with my major throughout the 4 years?
And that, well, and then actually graduate with that major and then actually use it in real life?
The chances, I'd have to say,
.3%. So what is that other 12.7%?
Wow, you're good. I've never thought of that.
You said math was your Bible.
I'm sorry, but it's my Bible to pass.
Oh.
The other percent is 5%, I drop out. 3%, I become a veterinarian. 1%, I become a rapper. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't think I probably will stay with it, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't think I'll like leave it.
So what I how do you imagine you're going to go about this? By just going to school and going to your classes?
No. Connections. Meeting people.
Like on Facebook or Grindr or what?
Probably on Brenda.
It's Brenda.
Brenda's a lesbian Grindr.
Why would they name it after a girl's
name? I don't
know.
I think it's hella funny.
Is this real? Is
this
fake?
It's real. Download it right now and you'll find like 20 girls that are so ratchet. They're so
there's only 20 girls on it?
There's like only they're only like 20 and like
question
20 mile distance.
Why are you on Brenda?
We made one. We thought it was so funny.
Who's we?
Me and my friends at school.
Oh.
We made a Grindr too, pretend to be a dude. Okay, that was too much because so many guys want to date you, but on Brenda, nobody wants to date you. It sucks. Because now I'm unwanted.
Oh my goodness. And you are dating somebody in Los Angeles.
Of course.
Is that part of the reason why you're going to school down there?
Hell no.
What if you got accepted into a school on the East Coast? Would you have gone?
Well, if it had, ew, if it had like a better, I guess.
Well, I'm assuming you would have only applied to it because it had something to do with what you're pursuing.
But I feel like in LA, it's like where I can like work with music the best. I don't know.
You're just making excuses. No, question is,
no.
If you got into a good school on the East Coast that.
Like what kind of good school? Tell me the name.
Exactly.
It's
not even called the East Coast. Okay, how about let's go to Florida. What if you got into Full Sail, which is known for their audio?
Yeah, then yeah. But if they had exactly what I wanted to do. But
you'd
then it'd
be so
hot,
bored.
And
can
then
you
there'd
imagine
be like an alligator in my backyard. You know, they had an alligator in their mall once.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Which mall, though?
I don't. Okay, the Santa Rosa Plaza. Anyways, no, there was an alligator, and it walked through the sliding doors, and they just, like, was just chilling there. And everyone just walked around it like it was cool.
I imagine in Alaska, you get, like, polar bears and penguins in like your mall.
They don't have a mall. They have igloos and they have Club Penguin. That's what they live off of.
Oh my god. Do you still go on Club Penguin?
No. But I saw the kids at Boys and Girls Club playing it. I had to do that for community service. Oh. I had to go there. Still have 10 hours.
Let's talk about your community service. Why are you doing community service?
I'm sorry. The popo pulled me over for using my GPS on my phone, which became legal the week after I had gotten the ticket, so.
And they believe that you're using your GPS?
Or yeah,
they think you were texting?
They opened my phone and they saw it and they checked all my texts because there's like 8 unread messages on it.
Do you text and drive?
No, of course not.
Ever?
No, I talk on the phone though. I don't text and drive. That's
well,
too much work.
I think it's funny, and I'm even guilty of this. Like when people try, I have a Bluetooth, so most of the time I just talk through my car. But there's times when, for whatever reason, I didn't turn my Bluetooth on. And why does everybody hold their phone out like this? Yeah. And it's up high. So it's like it's not up to our ear, but we're basically holding it out to the window so the cops can see what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's not any safer.
I know. And it's stupid. Stupid cops. I was pulling over, too, to be like, turn off my
Didn't you get 2 tickets in, like,
yeah.
2 weeks?
No, I got 2 tickets in 1 week.
What was the other one for?
The other one was going, like, 150 on the freeway.
Okay, that car could not even go 150.
Yeah, I could only go 120.
Why were you going that fast?
No, I was going, what was it, 79? And I was only, they said if I was going 75, it would have been fine. But no, 79. And 65. Oopsies.
Going up to Santa Rosa, I assume?
Yeah. Kill them. It's okay, though.
What?
That's a good phrase. Like, kill them.
Yeah.
See, you're wrong. You don't know anything. You don't know Ratchet.
Yeah, so what are some of the terms? Because
Well, we got, like, Miley Monday, and that's, like,
Wait, Miley? Did what? Miley Cyrus made that up?
No, I made that up.
Oh, my God. I'm talking about...
Well, me and, like, my friends will say that.
Okay, what does Miley Monday mean?
Miley Monday means to get turnt, girl. You gotta get turnt.
And it's on Monday?
Yeah, it's the first day of the week, and you just need to get it out of the way.
So, today's Miley Monday.
Yeah, it's Miley Memorial Monday. Anyways... That's like the day to like start your week up, and you gotta get all turnt, you know.
What is turnt? I know everybody says that.
Turnt means you just gotta get.
Does turnt mean drunk?
Yes.
Where does that word come from?
I don't know, they have like turnt, or they have turned down, but you don't say turnt down because.
Okay, somebody posted something on Instagram, and it was like, "I'm gonna get turned up," and I was like, "What are you talking
that
about?"
That means you're just gonna get like wild. You're gonna party. You're gonna get drunk. You're gonna have fun.
I guess like turning up the volume on your boombox.
Yeah, and you're listening to music, sure.
But
and
then what's the turnt part? Why is it turnt?
Turnt? I don't know. Just a thing. You just say it. It's
okay, what like are these other weird words that you guys say? Or phrases?
Yeah, so, you know, you got Miley Monday, you got Turnt Tuesday. Which
okay, don't. You're making them.
No, Turnt Tuesday. What is it? Wednesday, I'm not sure, but then you got Thirsty Thursday.
I made up Thirsty Thursday.
Okay, everyone says Thirsty Thursday. And then, I don't know what Friday is. We got Snort Sat, which is snorting on Saturday, and then Sober Sunday.
You just made some of those up.
No, Snort Saturday is
Oh my God. What? I just mean, what are some phrases? Like
swag.
This is probably from like when I was way younger in elementary school. It'd be like, cowabunga.
Okay, ew, what the hell? Have you ever said that? I'd slap you. Cowabunga. You know what you have to say? Wayho, that's you. Wayho. You know, they had something that said Cinco de Mayo from that girl.
Do you want to explain this video?
Yeah, so there's this girl, and she's, like, in her room, just, like, you know, making a video, and she's, like, trying to be a model or some sort, and she kind of looks like Jeanette. Well, she actually is Jeanette.
Oh, my God,
but we
no.
have to say it's not Jeanette.
And what kind of version of Jeanette
she wears,
do you think
like,
she looks
flower
like?
Shirt, like a skort short, or is it skort?
You don't even see what she's wearing below the waist.
She's wearing a skort. And that is, what are those things called?
A skirt and
skirt,
shorts.
Yeah, I forgot what a skirt was. And she's just sitting in a room, you know, like, getting to the beat, moving her head back and forth, and she goes, boom, boom, boom. Everyone will say, way-ho, way-ho. And then Jeanette just starts singing it, like, acting like, oh, I wasn't in this video, but really, that was the girl. And Jeanette had the same haircut, same eyes. This girl had crazy eyes, so.
Oh, my gosh.
She looked like the girl from Orange is the New Black, kind of like those eyes.
Did you just say I have googly eyes?
Well, in that video.
First of all, that video is not me.
Yes, it is. Everyone look it up. It's called Wayho Girl. How do you spell that? Spell that.
Go ahead. I want you to explain. Spell this out.
I just said Wayho. H-O-E.
So are you going to take a lot of spelling classes?
Yeah,
grammar?
But there's a way to spell it. What song is that even originally from?
Not even telling you anything. So any more phrases or terms?
Nope.
Really? You guys don't have any, like, hey, that's rad.
No, that's wild is what we say.
That's wild?
Yeah, be like, oh, that's wild.
Like, what would you say that to? Like, hey.
Like, oh, I just jumped off a cliff. Whoa, that's wild. Like, just, it's kind of self-explanatory.
Oh, my God.
Like, whoa, wild. Do you want me to tell you what wild means?
No, I know what that means.
Wild, wild west.
So that's what the kids are saying these days. And what do the kids listen to these days?
Miley. Miley is... everything. I'm just kidding. No, we listen to, I don't know. Well, you mean kids these days, not just me.
Well, because I feel like you listen to things that not these kids, wow, the kids these days don't listen to at the same time.
I listen to everything. I listen to weird stuff compared to them.
Oh, what's weird?
Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
I like Frank Sinatra. And I like, I don't even know, I like a lot of, like, indie. Not like... dun, 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 like India, like
yeah,
stuff.
That would go up. Just India, Indian.
I just want to make sure. He gave me a look. I like that. I like actual like girl bands.
And how do you? Let's talk about the way your age dresses these days.
Swag. I'm just kidding.
Swag. Okay. When I hear swag, I think of swag bags.
Swag bags.
Like swagger, like when you get free stuff.
I guess it's like swag.
But you guys, I thought it's swag like, was like you have swag, like you have style.
Yeah,
right?
You have style, yes. But then you also like, yeah, you're confident with that style. Even if it looks a little weird, you still got confident with it. Like, you want to show that style off, even though others might be like, ugh.
So what's your swag?
My swag? What do I wear? Mm-hmm. I don't even know, just...
You're like skater boy, like Avril Lavigne.
No. I don't know. I just wear skinny pants because my legs are like twigs.
Jack Skelton.
Yeah, they're not like super skinny. I can't wear like my, what are those called, Wranglers? I can't wear none of those.
Would you wear Wranglers?
No, but I've seen you wear them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the Wranglers from Levi's. I saw them in your closet. No,
you just said two different brand names.
Wranglers? I wear Levi's. They're like cowboy.
I wear Levi's.
And Dick's. She wears Dickies, and she's trying to pull the label off the other day. She didn't like the name because she likes Dickies.
Oh. Yeah, how old are you again?
I'm 18, sadly.
So you be 12? Is that what?
Well, I talk like a 5-year-old, but that's okay.
Well, you know more words than a 5-year-old.
That's how I win the woman over.
The woman or the women?
All of them.
Yeah, I don't know why that's my pet peeve, is when somebody means to type, like, women, and they type woman.
Yeah, what the hell?
Which is what just came out of your mouth.
Whatever, but I see it when it's typed. I was writing my paper last night, and I wrote it, and I was like, ugh, and I had to fix it.
Yeah, you also had a paper due at midnight, and you were still working on it. Like,
I finished it and turned it in at 11:52, I think.
Is that your style with approaching work?
Nope, I just...
Yes, it is. You're lying.
Nope. The teacher loves me.
But that's your style. You always do things at the last minute for school.
Yes, that's just me.
Are you going to do that in college?
Of course not.
Are you lying?
Yeah. No, I'll probably like try to finish beforehand and then get it like in before. Wow, I just said before. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I just want to go to bed.
We'll wrap this up in a second. So, you want to be an audio... An audio technol...
At this point, I just want to be a train conductor.
Okay, stop.
And I want to go to Harvard, and I...
So, you want to be a sound mixer, sound recorder.
Yes, I want to record music
Open, though, to doing different things? All like, I've said to you... Well, like, you know how I
like
said
radio,
to you...
film, and all
well,
that.
Well, in film, one of the positions that makes the most... Well, aside from the DP, is the sound person. And so people will go out and invest in a mixer and the mics, and you could make, you know, $1,000 a day.
Yeah, I'll do that. But that's not exactly what I want to do, but I would do it because it's still something that wouldn't be, like, boring.
Well, you're still you're doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing. But it's not exactly
I think people get
background.
So fixated on it can only be exactly this. That one thing, and
no,
then they miss out.
I don't care what it is. If it's in the range of my major and it can get me somewhere with... that, then I'll do it. And if it gives me some money to pay my rent of my plastic and my cardboard box, then I'm good.
In dorm life, are you ready to eat dorm food every day?
Oh no, I'm just gonna buy like a bag of munchies and a Coke and just sit in bed all day and play Xbox. Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't even play Xbox. I just
are
use
you
it for
so wait, what are you bringing to
I'm bringing
your
my
dorm?
Xbox for my Hulu Plus and Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And then
are you going to bring that TV?
No, I'm going to try to talk to my roommate and see if they're bringing one. But that's going to be annoying. I'd rather have my own TV.
So
maybe I can get like a mini one.
What happened to Stephanie's mini TV?
I know. Stephanie had a... Okay. Anyway, she had... We're like, oh my God. Then after that TV and that Xbox, I want to get a microwave. I'm going to grad night on Friday, and I'm hoping when I walk... They give you something when you walk in. They give you a quesadilla maker, a waffle maker or something, and I hope I get the freaking microwave because I'll be set. And then I want...
Wait, what are you going to cook in this microwave?
Oh, like, what's that stuff called? Those noodles?
Nope, keep going. I want to see this.
Noodles.
What is it? Does it
top
come...
Top ramen. Yes, that. And then...
Cup of noodles?
Top ramen. Yeah, cup of noodles. I'll make that. I'll make bagel bites. I don't know if that's really...
Are you
going to
make pizza bites? Tostina
Do
rolls?
I have like a little oven. I want a little oven. I want a mini oven.
You're going to burn down your dorm room.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well then, okay, well I bring that. I get my laundry basket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
No clothes?
Eh.
Are you bringing this bedding or are you getting new bedding?
I mean, I have to get new bedding. I'm hoping I get like a...
Question. If I bought you Miley Cyrus bedding...
I was
going
to say that, yeah.
You really would rock
yes,
that?
Yes, but I don't want it to be too bright. I want it to be like with her and her tongue out and that foam finger.
And you could only have that on your bed though on Mondays.
Yeah, oh my God, I'll change it for each day. What is a
Tuesdays will be just tacos.
Ew. I'm not going to land that taco. That sounds weird.
Taco Tuesday.
I know. It has to be Turnt Tuesday.
Wednesday is Women Wednesday.
Yeah, see, it's about girls, like Hooter girls.
Are you going to get a part-time job when you're in school?
I'm hoping.
Where, at Hooters?
Probably.
Didn't you think about working at Hooters for a second?
Yeah, but then
But what were you going to wear? Would you, here, if they hired you, would you have wore, like, booty shorts and the tank top?
No, I would have been, like, the person that seats people.
But what if they were like, hey, we'd love to hire you, but you have to wear the short shorts?
No. Sorry, I'm yawning. No, I would not do that.
You basically dress like that around the house sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But that's shameless.
No shame.
No shame 101.
Well, this has been a really eventful conversation. Digging into the mind of a 18-year-old going on 12. Is there anything you'd like to share with the audience about being a high schooler these days and about to take off to college?
Well, I guess being a high schooler, learned your math. If you don't know your math, you're not going to go anywhere, and you might not pass.
You don't think English is just as important?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm just saying math specifically.
Specifically?
Anyways. I can do everything else. I just can't do math. But if you suck at math, you're going to have a struggle in high school. So make sure you know your math. And then if you want to send some fan mail, send it to Jeanette. And I would love some hot tamales. And I would love some Coke. Not like just like drinking kind. Because I don't want none. Because my mama don't like that.
Have you gotten a fan letter?
No.
You have a fan? Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I know I was about to end this, but I need to go to this for a second. How many followers do you have on Instagram?
2,300 something.
How many people do you have? Well, I think, is it likes now? Because your page on Facebook got turned into a page now, right? You're not just a regular Facebook?
Yeah, I'm just a page.
So how many likes do you have now on your page?
I have no idea what that. I don't know. I don't check it.
Because you hit over what?
I think it's like 2,000, 3,000.
How do you have these many people liking you?
I meet them once and then they add me on Facebook.
That's how did you meet 3,000 people?
I don't know. Okay, that's really not that hard. If you think about it, every day you... I don't know. I talk to random people, I guess. I'm kind of more of an outgoing.
And then
so
you
I'll
convince
to
them
people.
To get. Do you go like, hey, like, nice to meet you. Add me.
No, I was like, hi, my name's Mary. And they're like, Mary? Oh, are you sure it's not Barry? And I'm like, no, it's Mary. And they're like, Gary.
I'm sure that is never a conversation.
Yes, oh. Every time they'll be like, Barry? And I'm like, no, Mary. And they're like, oh, that's such a nice name. No one has that kind of name now because it's not the 1800s, I guess. And then. They, like, look me up on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, my God, who's this person? I'll look at who I'm adding each time, and it's actually somebody I'd already met. And they'll be, like, that person I saw that day for, like a second. And they'll just look up Mary from, like, Sonoma County.
That's Mary Catherine, to be exact.
Ew, that's disgusting. Actually, it's Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Is that what you wish your name was?
Yes. So people write my yearbook this year.
Yeah. See, that's funny to me, is how kids your age know who Mary Catherine Gallagher
is. Oh, everybody loves Supermodel Documentary Hour. They wrote that shit on my
ear. See, that was hilarious to me at the end of high school.
See, we all love that.
That was, oh my God, that was like 14 years ago.
I know.
That's our age difference ago.
I know, but that's such a great movie. A lot of people know it. They wouldn't let us watch it, though, in engineering or like science, because I guess.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with science.
No. They said we could they watched Batman. What does Batman have to do with it? We watched Batman like 5 times.
Oh.
They said we could watch whatever. And I guess Superstar wasn't appropriate because she makes that with trees or something. That's
not
even bad.
Oh, a stop sign.
Yeah, that's not bad. And I guess she's like, I don't know.
Remember when I dressed like her for Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
And Jenny dressed like Sky Corgan?
Oh, God. That was such a cute couple.
And you have a fan page on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who it is, though, and I keep trying to figure it out, but they put the grossest pictures of me on there.
So are you hoping that in 4 years, once you, like, really get into your career, that you're going to have fans in real life?
Yes, I'm hoping.
So that'd you want to cool. Start this right now? If anybody wants to send in some hot tamales or Coca-Cola?
Well, there's something else I'd like to. Let me think.
Like, you don't want people to write you letters?
Oh, you can write me tons of letters.
Come on, you must have gotten emails from people before.
I just get tweets. Like,
what do people say to you?
Like, oh my God, Mary Aguilar's following me. I'm crying.
Do you laugh when you read that?
I laugh and then I'll like it back. And then if I say, like, love you, then they freak out. But, like, oh my God, I love you too. And then they'll be like, heart. But I just say it because I don't know. I think it's funny. Because I'm not anything special. It's just because I like my music. My little 15-second clip, because I can't finish the full song, so I'll play 15 seconds.
Yeah, are you ever going to put out a full song? I think this would be the perfect time for me to put up that music video we made a couple years ago.
No, I made a music video at 5th grade. No, 8th grade. Let's go 3 years ahead.
And we shot it in the woods.
Yeah, and I was laying on a skateboard pretty much the whole video, just like rolling down a hill and singing with my hair flowing back. It's kind of like the Titanic, but not because I'm on a skateboard.
So I'm going to play that video at your funeral if that ever happens.
No, what am I going to play? I'm playing, you know what, I'm going to play at your funeral when you're looking at that waffles and chicken and going, what do you go, interesting. Are the boobs? Oh,
oh my God, you stop. Kids these days, I'm not on Snapchat, but the rest of them are. And they will snap a photo of you when you're not looking and when you're in the most awkward, not flattering position, and then they'll draw all over it.
Yeah, like yesterday, she was staring at her computer screen, and I actually filmed it, and she was like, going like beep boop bop. I don't even know what she's doing. She's in her own world, just kind of singing some song that's not really a song. And instead of her staring at her computer screen, I had her staring at fried chicken and waffles and making that noise. So it looks like she's really enjoying it, or she really wants to eat it. And then there was another one where I put boobs in front of her face, and she was like, interesting. And I was just like, oh God. So I thought it was a perfect opportunity to put boobs.
Now, all this energy you spend on Instagram and on text messaging, you're going to apply it to the real life? Because I think I'm guilty of this, but we text message too much. Like, I turned around yesterday, and everybody had their head down and was heads down and was texting and into their iPhone.
Where were we?
At Katrina's.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. It's just
everywhere,
like,
we go.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess we just all want to know what's going on. You know what sucks, though? You look at Instagram, you're like, oh, I hope something new is on. And it's just like, oh, 5 minutes ago, this picture's already posted. Why am I looking again? And then there's nothing to look at, and you're still just staring at the same screen.
So would you give up social media for a year?
No. Well, what am I getting?
In replace?
Yeah, replace.
No, nothing. You just are going to, like, go out more and hang out with people face-to-face.
No, because I can't talk to people.
Wait, what?
It's harder to talk to people without having, like, social media.
You don't think sometimes people end up just talking so much on text message or social media that they don't know how to talk face-to-face then?
No, I mean, if I call your house, nobody even has house phones
anymore.
So
why were you calling somebody's house? I was wondering.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, does that mean you get texting too?
Okay, this say you can still have the cell phone to make phone calls, but you can't text and you can't go on Instagram.
Yeah,
see,
making
you can't go
phone
on Facebook.
Calls, though. A lot of people don't even use, like, they don't really call. I don't know. A lot
you
of
guys
people,
are robots.
No, we're not.
So are we, too.
Sometimes it's awkward talking on the phone, and you're like, hey, hi, and they don't really say shit back. You're like,
but
okay.
Then you get off the phone and then you text like nonstop for like an hour.
Like you guys are like known each other since you were like in 5th grade.
What is wrong with that?
I don't know. It's so weird. You're like, hi, okay, meet you here. Okay, bye.
And then you meet and then
party.
And then you don't talk.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm making that all up.
Wow, this has been another episode of When I Grow Up with guest Mary Aguilar, straight from her bed in Runner Park, California.
Actually, it's Ropo, California.
Ropo, California.
We're in the Ropo studio.
And you have 4 more days of school, 1 more paper to write.
Yeah, 1 more. Yeah, I have a paper on the zombie apocalypse. What the hell? And what I would do. So dumb. I feel like I could just copy and paste
that.
Oh,
you should just write Jeanette Reif.
Right? Should I just ask her?
Or just call her. Wait, is that going to be weird for you to pick up the phone and call her?
Hi, Jeanette. Yeah, it probably would be. I'm kidding. No, I'll call her. She still have the chicken pox because I don't want to get that.
You're not going to get it over the phone.
Yes, I will. I haven't had them. She'll be like, hi. And I'm like, ew, don't breathe on me.
You just tell her that.
Okay, I'll say, don't get too close to the phone.
Just put like Saran wrap over the bottom of your phone.
Yeah, oh God. You have to call her. I can't get it.
No.
It.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to hate me for saying that, isn't she?
She probably, well, you know what? This is a test. I'm pretty sure that friend of mine hasn't listened to my podcast in a hot minute.
Oh, just like me.
You've never listened to any of them.
No, I have randomly.
It's creepy when mom drops like references that she's listened to some of my episodes.
Oh, gosh, is she going to listen to this?
She might, but then she won't tell us.
She has a crush on you. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
It seems like she has a crush.
Oh, you mean like when she texted me the other night at midnight going, where are you? She's like, oh, really?
Yeah, she does that to Frankie too.
Like, did you want to do something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she stays up all night.
You're just going to play on your iPad.
She stays up. She watches. I don't even know what she watches anymore.
Well, it's Miley Monday, so I hope you have a wonderful Miley Monday, Mary.
Woo!
And a last word to the audience before we end this?
Send some fan mail, and I'll return something back.
Where do they send it to?
What's your P.O. box?
You don't have a P.O. box.
Sorry, we're not that professional.
Why? Because you want real pat. Well, why don't you give them an email address to ask for an address?
Okay, send it to maryaguilar664@gmail.com.
Can you spell that out loud?
Oh, I was just going to say that. I'm not that dumb. MaryAguilar. Do you want me to spell six out?
No.
664@gmail.com. Send that to me and I will reply with I love you, like to everyone else. This better not go anywhere.
Is your head really big?
No, I'm just in bed sleeping and I really want nachos right now.
Well, we should go to Taps.
No, I don't want to get up though.
All right. Well, we're about to go out for the day to start Miley Monday.
Bon voyage. Have a safe Memorial Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. Can you say enjoy your burrito?
Enjoy your burrito.
I hope you got that reference. Bye.